And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for joining me today. I'm going to give you my email. If you have any questions, send those on over to me. I do answer those personally. You can send those to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And on today's show, what I want to talk about is something that may derail you. Right? You may get derailed along your path to becoming financially free. We're going to talk about distractions and how to avoid distractions as you go down that path to becoming a successful real estate investor and financially free. We want to get you there, but there are a lot of distractions out there. I've been doing this over a dozen years now, coming up on 13 years as a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, and I've hit up against these things again and again and again. They come at you constantly. So what can you do? Well, broadly, what distractions are out there? Come on, you know, we just got through a whole slew of the seasonal distractions, right? The big holidays. I have a little kid, so maybe you don't. Halloween, followed by Thanksgiving, followed by Christmas, followed by New Year's. Now Valentine's Day. Hey, this stuff just keeps coming at us, right? Holidays, big distractions there. Sports, Super Bowl just wrapped up. Hey, congrats to the Northeast there. All the college bowl games before that. And of course, family stuff, right? If you've been listening to the program at all, maybe you're new. Let me tell you this. Since I've become financially free, we've elected to homeschool our son. And that is not a distraction per se, but it is something that does take a lot of my time. I'm the primary teacher in this instance. And it's pretty random. We've been doing this for a few years now, how to work around that. Let's just call it a distraction to stick with the theme, vacations. And I'm not saying don't take a vacation. I love to travel, but be aware that it can be a distraction that you will need to plan around, to work around. The news cycle. Yeah, a lot of news coming down the pike right now. It's very easy to get stuck refreshing, watching just the constant 24-hour news cycle. And I'm not going to dive into this later in the show, but just ask yourself, does it really matter if I know exactly right now what just came out of Congress or off of Capitol Hill, wherever? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, but it is a distraction for a lot of people. And within the real estate space, you are going to become afflicted at some point with something called shiny object syndrome. We're going to get into that a little bit. I want to caution you there. It's very easy to become distracted. That's something I have managed to avoid over the years, fortunately. Now, you've got goals. You're going to do this thing. We're going to buy that single family house. We're going to invest in apartments. But sometimes things just start to move a little too slowly. And if things are not moving apace with your expectations, that can cause you to lose focus. That can cause you to become distracted. So we're going to talk about some of these today, and I'm going to give you some ideas, ways to confront those, ways to overcome or just simply avoid those distractions. But as a quick prelude, especially if you are new to the show, if you've never owned a rental house, never invested passively in apartments, I want you to understand why we do what we do as members at Lifestyles Unlimited. Why do people join Lifestyles? Why do they invest in residential rental real estate? Well, I opened the show with it. We're working on your financial freedom. That is the ultimate goal. We're going to create extra income by what we do, investing in houses and in apartments, extra income, passive income. We're going to build wealth, and those two are going to combine to get us to financial freedom. What is extra income? In this case, maybe I buy one single family rental house. I had one just come across my inbox today, in fact. Cash flowing $386 per month. That's my net profit. And that's about what we see these days in the markets where we are investing. It's anywhere from $200 to $600. Right, that's kind of what I want to see in my rental houses that I'm buying today. is that net cash flow. I collect rent from the resident that I lease that house to. I pay my expenses, and that's my profit. That's the passive income, okay? Every time I add a house to my portfolio, it better cash flow, and it's going to cash flow somewhere within those parameters. But we also build wealth through the process because we're not going out and buying retail, right, rent-ready properties. There may be the occasion where you approach this, and I've done this in the past, but commonly we're buying houses that do need work. And because they need work, we're able to add value. We're able to get those at a discount, and we create equity through that process. We call that equity capture. And that very resident that pays me rent every month pays my mortgage, and we have equity buildup as I pay down the principal thanks to that resident. And we do enjoy market appreciation. So all three of those play together to build equity. And then we have tax benefits. Huge tax benefits, whether you're investing in houses or apartments. We talked a little bit about taxes on last week's show. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the podcast tab, listen to that there, or go to any of the podcast apps. But all of these things accumulate around us as we buy and add another house, another apartment investment, until we've achieved financial freedom. Boy, you're out there, you want to do the things we talk about on the show, you want to get into those single family houses, you want to get passively invested in apartments, both great ways to get to your financial freedom, but there's a problem. You get distracted along the way. So we're going to talk about those distractions, potential distractions, things you might keep an eye out for, right? If you find yourself drifting to one side or the other, let's keep you on the straight and narrow here. And we're going to actually start, not at the beginning, we're going to start midway down your path to success, to that financial freedom. And it's because sometimes it's your own success that becomes a distraction. So this is for the more experienced people, let's say. In fact, let's just surmise you joined Lifestyles Unlimited a year, maybe 2 years ago, and you did what we say. You went through the education. You learned all about buying, about renovating, marketing, leasing and managing a single family rental house. In fact, you went out and you bought a couple of those houses. And beyond that, you got invested passively in a few apartment syndications. I love it. You're doing great. In fact, you've gone out and you've created an additional $2,000 in passive income that's coming in every month. Maybe it's three, maybe it's even 4K. You breathe out. Ooh, this is great. I'm loving it. And what do? You take your foot off the gas pedal and you coast and you coast. And you coast, and you become distracted because it happens a lot. I talk to people all the time. They get to maybe five or six houses. Boy, that cash flow is coming in. It's passive. Whew. I'm able to take those vacations that I was planning on doing because I have that extra income, and they relax. You know this stuff works. If you're this person that I'm describing here that's midway down the path to complete success, full financial freedom, you have seen it. You've been there. You've done it. You know this works. So why did you stop? Why did you stop? Now is the time. Now is the time to put that foot back on the gas pedal and pump it. Give it some gas. Get going. Get rolling. But I understand if you've lost momentum, if inertia has shifted from movement to being stationary again, it can be hard to get going. So what can you do? A couple things I would tell you. Go back out to the 2-day financial freedom seminar. If you don't know what that is, you're new to the program, that is a weekend, two full days, 8 hours each, where we get into buying single-family houses and investing in apartments, both as a syndicator, an active investor, as well as a passive investor in those syndications. We do that on a Saturday and Sunday, live in person. You can attend those virtually. They're also online, spread across 4 evenings. You have a couple of different options there. Good place to go to get reinvigorated. Or if you don't have that much time to commit at the moment, get back out to one of our case studies. If you were a member and you've done this stuff, you've probably been to a case study. Boy, aren't they inspirational? Absolutely. So now's the time to get out to one of those, again, in person or virtually if you're not close to a market where those are happening at the moment. But go to one, and I've done both, live and in person and live online, and I always come away excited. What happens at a case study? We've got members that are single-family investors that present. Maybe it's their first investment, and boy, they're excited. They've just done one. Boy, they're not taking their foot off the gas pedal, I'll tell you that. They're ready to go. They're after the next one. They'll tell you what their goals are, and then they'll go into that house they bought. how they found it, where they found it, who brought that to them, what the rehab looked like, getting into the numbers, what the profit is. What was that equity capture? We talked about that a minute ago. Yeah, it was $20,000 invested, but I had $40,000 in equity capture. That's a 200% return. Ooh, who wouldn't be excited? And it's cash flowing $300 per month. That's $3,600 per year. That's a whatever percent return. Cash on cash. Great stuff. They share this information with you. And then another presenter gets up, also single family typically, maybe a little bit more advanced. They're at this point where you become distracted with your success. They've got 5, 6 houses, maybe 10. And then we have a multifamily presenter that gets up and either talks about what they've done as a passive investor or more commonly a syndicator, a lead investor that tells us about the numbers around their apartment investment. And it's great because you come away inspired and you put your foot back on the gas pedal and you go. And we have those coming up here in Dallas where I sit, in San Antonio, in Houston. I'm just looking at the schedule here. And you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com/case-study-registration, or more easily, let's put it this way, go to LU, right, Lifestyles Unlimited, LUcasestudy.com to learn about when we have those and to register. But the point is, I generally find getting out to these type of events helps. And it doesn't have to be a Lifestyles Unlimited event. I find getting out and mingling and networking and talking with other investors is invigorating. And when I hear about their success, it is inspiring and it gets me going again. It keeps me going. It helps me avoid those distractions. But, there's always a but, isn't there? Be careful. You have to remember, Lifestyles Unlimited is focused only just on residential rental real estate, single family rental properties, houses, and apartments. That's it. But sometimes you go out to another event. And I encourage you to. You should. What happens? Well, you go there, you network for a little bit. Maybe there's an educational portion. Someone gets up and talks, and they talk for an hour. And they talk about storage facilities, and you get excited. Or maybe it was senior living facilities. You know, you can take a house with multiple bedrooms and convert that into a senior living facility. Yeah, you can. Ooh, I like that. Well, next time it's buying land, or maybe buying land and subdividing and reselling that land. And then you hear about subject to and wraps and owner finance. And then you get excited about short-term rentals, mid-term rentals, traveling nurses, corporate rentals, retail, commercial. It's all over the place. And on and on and on it goes. This is shiny object syndrome. I see this all the time. You start out with a very clear plan. I'm going to buy fill in the blank number of houses to attain $1,000 per month in passive income. And suddenly you're talking about subdividing land. What does that have to do with cash flow? Nothing. What's happened? You've lost your focus. You have shiny object syndrome. You are pointed. Effectively, what's happened is you're being pulled in 20 different directions, way too many directions to achieve anything in any one of those spaces. You've become distracted. Now, don't take away the wrong message here. Absolutely, absolutely. You should get out to as many groups and meetups as you can, because these are the places where you will meet contractors. I've got a great roofer from one of these groups, right? I've met a lot of investors. I've sourced houses from people I've met at other groups. So absolutely get out there, but go in prepared, eyes wide open, and focused, so that when you sit there through a seminar for an hour, someone talking about storage facilities, you don't come away with shiny object syndrome. It is a problem. It is a big distractor out there. And I mentioned one in there in particular that I do want to talk about. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to talk about owner finance when we come back, because I've seen this popping up again and again in some of the groups that I am in. So I want to talk about that, rentals versus owner finance, when we come back from the break.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those on over to me at askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking broadly today just about the notion of distractions. You've got this thing you want to do. You want to create passive income by investing in residential rental real estate. You want to buy single family houses and you want to invest passively in apartments, but you encounter a problem and it happens over and over again because you become distracted. And there are a ton of distractions out there. So we're talking today about how to keep your focus and some things to think about. And we talked just ahead of the break about the fact, hey, Lifestyles Unlimited is not the only education and mentoring group out there. There are lots of groups out there. And I love going to other real estate investment groups because I meet a lot of other people and I meet vendors and contractors. But I always go in understanding that I'm going to be presented with something that is a potential distraction. We talked about some of those distractors, that shiny object syndrome. And one that I see come up quite a lot, and this has come up recently in some groups I'm in, is owner finance. So I want to take a brief moment here, probably the entire segment, and talk about that. And, you know, it's funny, I remember years ago, before I started hosting the radio show, my wife and I, we were just new members. We'd been in this maybe a year, and we had a question about owner finance. And we called in, and we talked to the guy at the time, and he dispelled a lot of the myths and elucidated some of the problems with owner finance. What is owner finance, by the way? Well, you own the house, the rental house, maybe it's your personal house. And what you do is you sell it to someone and you act as the lender. You're the owner, you create the finance, you create the loan, the note between yourself as seller and then the buyer, who is also now your borrower. And the things typically people will crow about with respect to owner finance is, hey, you don't have to deal with maintenance anymore. No more maintenance headaches. It's now their problem, right? No taxes, no insurance. That's their problem. And you're getting passive income from interest payments every month. Well, who are you typically selling to as an owner finance seller? Commonly, the borrowers are what we would call perhaps unbanked. I've seen this term used recently, unbanked or underbanked. Or simply they have credit problems, so cannot get a conventional loan, or at least don't think that they can. Now, here's where you have to ask yourself a question. As somebody that might be considering owner finance, maybe you've got that rental house, you're ready to move it on, you're ready to dispose of it, so to speak. Maybe I should do owner finance. Well, ask yourself, do you really want to take on a questionable borrower, somebody that has credit issues? Are you setting yourself up for success or for failure? And a few issues that I can mention with this model, and there are more beyond what I'll bring up here. First and foremost, that notion of, hey, get that passive income from interest each month. Yes, in effect, it is passive. There's not a lot you're doing. It's just like I talked about this on last week's show. When I put my money into a savings account in between investments, I'm earning interest every month. It's pretty passive. But is it passive? No, it's not. And when you do an owner finance transaction, that interest that you collect is not treated as passive income. In fact, it's taxed at earned income rates. Again, you can go to listen to last week's show at lifestylesunlimited.com where we got into taxes a little more. But it's earned interest. It's not passive income. So that's a problem right there. And then ask yourself, so here I have a house that I've rented for years, right? 3, 4, 5 years, I'm selling it. Now it's become someone else's house, and I hold the note. What happens if somebody stops paying? Well, as a rental property, at least here in Texas, it's a number of weeks to evict someone, right? The process, let's say, takes 30 days. What does it take to foreclose upon somebody and then remove that non-paying borrower? It's going to take you months. And months. And that equates to months of lost revenue dealing with that foreclosure process, which will be more cumbersome than the eviction process, and then trying to recoup your loss. So keep that in mind. That part of the process, right? That's that worst case scenario. I've dealt with one eviction in 12 years. It was on my second house 12 years ago, right? Since then, I've followed the education. I've learned how to screen properly. It's not been a problem, right? If you're following the model, following the education, doing things the correct way, that really goes away. But if it does happen, it's relatively quick. Foreclosure, it is not. What about avoiding maintenance? That's true. Taxes, yeah, I'm no longer paying the property taxes. Insurance, no, I'm no longer paying the insurance on that house. What about your buyer? How are they treated? That house is now your underlying security with respect to that note. How are they treating that underlying security? Are they maintaining it? Do they have proper insurance? Are you reviewing that regularly? What about taxes? Have they paid those this year? Are you escrowing those or are they paying those? But back to maintenance, are they maintaining it? Have you ever bought a house out of foreclosure? I have. They're not pretty. They're often not pretty because when people start to go down that slippery slope, they don't have the finances to maintain that payment. They're going to try They're going to give up certain other things, like maintaining that HVAC system, taking care of that roof that needs replacement. Oh, I broke a window. I'll just put some tinfoil here, maybe cover it up with cardboard. Flooring's getting a little, it's not pretty. And if you're doing it right as a rental owner, to go back to the notion of no maintenance, well, there are no maintenance issues. We follow the motto, best product, best price. And that means when I go out and buy that house off of the foreclosure steps or wherever I source it, and it isn't pretty, well, I'm going to go out, I'm going to fix all those things that are broken now or could break in a handful of years. I pull my maintenance forward, I pull my CapEx, capital expenditures, like that roof, like the HVAC, I take care of that now so that really there are no issues. So forget about that argument. It doesn't apply if you're following what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, if you're putting the best product out there, maintenance, taxes, insurance. And you have to remember, go back to what we said earlier, we make money five ways on our single-family rental houses. You've lost those here. Who gets the appreciation as that market appreciates, whether it's 3% per year, 5% per year, 20% per year? You don't get that anymore. That goes to the new owner. Who gets the equity buildup? Well, the new owner. They're paying down that principal on their behalf now instead of yours. And as we said, each month your interest payment declines. It's going down and you're paying earned income rates on that. Who gets the tax benefits? Not you. Congratulations, you gave those away. Equity capture, well, that doesn't really apply here. You have more or less passive income, but without those tax advantages. So I would rather sell the house outright on the open market, let someone else deal with the financing, and capture all of my equity. Now, here's where you really have to be focused. You need to have patience. And this is where we have something at Lifestyles Unlimited that I think is a very huge tool, and that's our mentors. And it's good to go back to the mentors and have a conversation. Say, here are my goals. Here's what I set for the year for Q1, Q2, et cetera, and I haven't hit it. Well, are my expectations realistic, mentor, based on what you are seeing? You have to remember, I'm an investor. I'm looking at things. I'm touching things. You come talk to me. You get my opinion, right? My experience. You go talk to a mentor. Who has that mentor talked to? Hundreds, thousands of other investors. I don't know how many people they interact with on a daily basis, but they're hearing a lot more. Their net is much broader in terms of what they're capturing by way of experience, what's happening in the market, what other people are seeing. So it's good to have that conversation and maybe reset your expectations. But beyond that, simply having strong, clear goals that you are following, that you are abiding by, will be very, very important if you're not moving quite to the pace that you would like. Goals. The other thing is being very clear in your targets, in your investment targets. What is it? Investment criteria. Let me phrase it that way. What is it that I'm looking for? I'm looking for a single family house between 800 and 2,000 square feet, three bed, two bath, two car garage, maybe one, maybe garage conversion. That's okay. You know, from this age to this age, from you know, this geographical area, when you're very specific there, that will help you stay focused as well. Now, maybe this is where you do review. Am I a little too strict here? Am I looking in a market where they have predominantly two bed, one bath, but I'm looking for 3-2-2, right? Things like that may come into play here as the driver behind your frustration there, but knowing your targets will help you stay on track as well so that you don't go after something that is not truly in your range, that does not help you work towards those very goals. But patience is a big one here, and staying connected to a network so that you do know, again, am I realistic right now in my expectations? Sometimes we just don't go as fast as we like. I've had years like that. Wanted to buy X number of houses, bought X minus 2 or X minus 4 or X divided by 2, whatever your equation is there. Just didn't quite hit my goals, right? But if you set good, strong goals and get halfway there, Maybe that's a win as well. Now, you start to hit your goals. Yeah, I'm doing great. We talked already about success as a distraction for those that get midway along their path to financial freedom and they just take their foot off the gas pedal. That is a common problem. I'm not kidding you here. But growth, success can be a distractor in other ways as well. And I'm going to call this growing pains, right? You've bought two rental houses, then now you have four. Now you have eight. Now you've gotten to 20 all of a sudden. Managing two houses and managing 20, those are different beasts, right? Apartments, we're going to forget about those for now, all right? Thinking about houses. And as you grow, right, when you start, you tend to do a lot of the business yourself. a lot of the processes you tend to do yourself. For example, you know, this is a bad habit. I don't do this. I've never done this. But some people will go out and actually pick up the check. They're like, yeah, I want to go pick up the rent check. I'm going to go and check the AC filter while I'm there. Just kind of see how things are looking. Okay, maybe that works at two houses. But when you get to 20, does that work? So your processes as you grow in themselves can become a distraction. You're doing low dollar activities in effect that are taking too much of your time. So from time to time, especially as you do grow, just take a minute. We say don't work in your business, work on your business. And this is working on your business. Review your processes from time to time to see, right? Am I becoming a little anachronistic, right? A little old-fashioned in the way I'm doing things? Maybe there's a new way. Maybe a new technology has developed, like picking up checks. Forget about it. Electronic. Do it all electronic, right? So are there new things I could be doing, different things I could be doing? And I would tell you here, if you remember a Lifestyles Unlimited, you did the two-day, maybe it's been a couple of years, go back, see if there's new information, see what we're presenting now. Go back to the two-day. By the way, I'm looking at the schedule here. Of course, we have those in Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Anaheim, California coming up in the near term. Denver, Colorado in March. Philadelphia, hey, they were the football, Super Bowl recently, right? Winners in March as well. And we'll have those throughout the country, but good opportunities for you to go to the two-day. These are in-person events that I'm mentioning here, and you can always do that online. But that will get you refreshed and reinvigorated and back in touch with some of the developments potentially in the market. So just, again, review your processes and understand that maybe it's come time, and this is hard for some of us. It's hard for me. This is a challenge for me. I like control. Learn to delegate. Build that team so that you can delegate. It may cost you more in dollar terms, right? It may cost you more in the moment. Yeah, I could go out and fix that leaky toilet myself. Of course, I got to drive 30 minutes to get there, 30 minutes back, however long it takes me to do that. And then my 30 to 60 minutes of banter with the resident, guilty. Just delegate that. It will cost you more in dollar terms in the moment. But if you can take that freed time, that couple of hours, to focus on your next investment, are you not better off in the aggregate and in the long term? You are. This is something I've struggled with in the more recent past. Delegating can be difficult if you like to have control, if you like to make sure things are done, quote, right. But that is a distraction as well, being too involved in the processes. So review those, delegate. And I want to go back to something I mentioned earlier in the show, family. Yeah, they can be a distraction too. And there are a couple things you can do to work around this, you know. Not all, you know, when I go to the two-day, sometimes there are two spouses there together. They're both on board, they're working together, they're loving it. It's not always that way. Sometimes the wife is not on board, sometimes the husband is not interested. You can try to make it a family affair. You know, I mentioned my homeschool activities with my son. That takes a lot of my time. How do I go out to some of the midday meetings that happen at noon or at 1? Well, I make it a family affair. He comes with me. Is he learning? I hope so. Is he paying attention? Maybe. I don't know. But you can involve your family. Get them involved so that it becomes not managing around the family, but managing with the family. And separate from that, I would say, if that's not a possibility, carve out specific time on your calendar. Once you've gotten to the point where I am, you're financially free, you're not spending 8, 10, 12 hours a day at the job, well, you do have to manage your time. My job is homeschooling and continuing to invest. So I have to treat both of those equally on my calendar. Now, other family events, you just need to learn how to plan around those. Again, tools to avoid distraction. We mentioned already strong, clear goals. So when that shiny object comes along, you can ask yourself, does this get me closer to my goals? Yes or no? Oh, it does not. Moving on. Strong, clear goals. Clear, unwavering investment criteria. Realistic investment criteria for your target market. Maybe you need to move that target market if that's not the market for your 322 or whatever you're looking for. A mentor. Huge to your success. When you're wavering, when you're not certain, when you're getting distracted, go have a conversation with that mentor and have that community around you of like-minded investors. Whether you've invested in zero houses or two houses or 10 houses or a couple of apartment investments as a passive, having a community of like-minded people around you will keep you fired up so that you don't take the foot off the gas pedal. So surround yourself with like-minded people that are doing the things you want to do. that will keep you going. And then that strong team. Again, when it comes time to delegate. Get that off your plate. And the last thing I'd mention in the tool bag to help you avoid distraction is just being educated so that you are clear on the processes. If I don't understand the processes, it's hard for me to review the processes and improve upon the processes. So get that education. And as a final aside, speaking of education, this is one more possible, I'm going to use this as in air quotes, possible distraction that I want to mention. I'm not sure if this is a distraction so much as a hurdle that you put in your own way. We want to be educated, but don't overdo it. Every time I go out to these events, I run into one of the serial seminar attendees, always learning, always getting educated, never taking action. Just one more class. I'm going to take one more class before I do XYZ. Just one more seminar. Nothing happens. So yes, we want you to have that fundamental education. Don't overdo it. At some point, you have to take action. You have to move forward. That can start with our case study at lucasestudy.com or go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Keep listening and sign up for our free workshop. Lots of options out there, but do take some action soon. Thank you for tuning in. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.